Concerns about radical Islam rise in the Middle East. Troubles aren't over for Miriam Ibrahim, and there's room for growth in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Concerns about Islamic extremists are growing in the Middle East. According to the latest Pew Research study, public concern in countries with a Muslim majority is rising significantly. E3 Partners Middle East expert Tom Doyle spoke with us recently from Jerusalem.
Jewish people today are feeling desperate, I think. Muslims are feeling very unsettled. You can just feel it. There's a lot of bad situation, and it feels like war coming.
Formerly known as ISIS, Islamic State terrorists have declared a caliphate.
These kinds of pronouncements, I think we have to sit back and see, is this wishful thinking, or will this be a rallying cry?
Surround the Middle East in prayer. There's a guide to help you at our website.
We ask for Mission Network News listeners to pray. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Syria, in Israel, in Iraq, in Iran, in some of these difficult places, Lebanon, Jordan.
In other news, events in Crimea aren't hitting headlines, but they are hitting Christians. Hundreds of persecuted Muslim Tatars from Crimea are seeking refuge in Ukraine from the only people who will help, Christians. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association.
So what we're seeing in the middle of great conflict is the Ukrainian believers stepping up for the sake of the gospel at a time in which there could be great confusion in their heart. We're seeing them step up in an amazing way and reach those who would normally push Christians away.
The longevity of the situation will call for more help than the Ukrainian Christians have to offer.
Given the reports of the persecution we're hearing in Crimea, I don't expect these families to return to Crimea in the near future. So they're trying to set them up and see them resettled.
Mock's asking you to pray for Christian unity. Opportunities for your support are detailed on our website. This is Mission Network News. Miriam Ibrahim is still holed up at the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum, Sudan. Although her apostasy conviction has been thrown out, she's been unable to leave Sudan because of fraud accusations. Facing death threats, Miriam's life is at risk the longer she stays in Sudan. She's become the face of the persecuted church there. Open Doors is spearheading a letter-writing campaign on her behalf. At missionnetworknews.org, we have a sample letter and a link to get you started. We turn next to Haiti, where for less than a cup of coffee a day, you can change somebody's life. Seems like a pretty good return on investment, right? Well, Baptist Haiti Mission runs a lean, efficient child sponsorship program. Spokesman Ron Sparks acknowledges a lot of ministries have similar offerings, but
there's a face behind every story, every sponsorship that someone gets involved in. It's more than sending $25 a month to the mission and wondering what happened.
Plus, the gospel is interwoven throughout the program. From there, it morphs into long-term commitment. There's letter writing, picture exchanges, and because Haiti's so close to the U.S., visits.
100% of that donation goes to help the children in Haiti. And that goes to helping give them schooling, textbooks, uniforms, a hot meal each day.
The good news is that while the program is helping hundreds of kids, there's lots of room for growth. $25 and a link is all it takes to get started. Do that at missionnetworknews.org. And according to a CNN report, about 20% of foster kids in the U.S. will be homeless when they turn 18. Only half will be employed by the age of 24. Too many foster kids age out of the system without any kind of support system. Well, Buckner International's After Care program provides financial and emotional support that gives hope founded on Christ-centered values. On our website, read about one young man looking toward a brighter future. He's independent, but he's not alone. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through suffering right now? Get the book Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from Sat7. It can help you turn suffering from an imposition to a blessing. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.